Welcome back, everybody, to week five of the J&G show, the week four recap, and going into the week five games. First time in, I want to say, maybe 2 years that the Browns have had a better record than the 49ers. I'm going to hold that over George as long as possible. But we go on to the Thursday night game, the Buccaneers versus the Bears, a couple of 3-1 teams that are kind of an ugly 3-1. But Tom Brady looked really good last week against Justin Herbert at 5 touchdowns as they beat the Chargers. And the Bears lost to one of the best defenses in football right now, and the Colts took their first loss. Nick Foles did not look good after tearing up the Falcons defense.
This is
So
true, but
I think it'll be a good game compared to our last couple of Thursday night football games. Those have been some
yeah, this is the best
I
one so
mean,
far.
for sure.
really, actually, yeah, you're probably right. This Thursday night football's been pretty trash so far, but I don't know. Tom Brady like only looked good until like the fourth quarter, you know,
That's true.
like the third, maybe, I guess maybe part of the third quarter as well. But like Tom Brady, first half, Tom Brady looked really, really bad. I mean, he threw another pick six this week. I mean, granted, a pick six isn't necessarily his fault, but it's still an interception nonetheless. But I mean, he just doesn't look quite the same yet. And I get that his entire wide receiver core hasn't been healthy, and they just lost OJ Howard. They're pretty much their number one tight end because Gronk has been, you know, non-existent this season so far. But yeah, I mean, they continue to battle through injuries. Leonard Fournette is still hurt. Ronald Jones had a pretty solid game though this past week. So I like him going forward, I guess a little bit more, but that backfield is still kind of weird in terms of who's going to get the ball. But I guess like the only thing I can really talk about for the Bears is like I like this Allen Robinson Nick Foles like duo. I think it can go pretty far going forward, but I do see the Bucks taking this one pretty easily.
I want to shout out to the Bears real quick, even though they lost the Colts. Really, Colts won the game because of time management. That was the only, it was literally the only reason. Nick Foles, I looked at one point, was like 10 for 7, 10 for 16. And that was with, I think, about 10 minutes left in the second quarter. And then he threw one pass in the second quarter after that. So it's not like he didn't play a bad game. He just didn't have opportunities. So that's why I say the Bears, who with, you know, the Bucks aren't a good defense, I say the Bears are going to take this one. Brady looked, you know, he looked pretty good, but that was only for a half of a game. So if he looks
Yeah,
like that
he's
for
got
a
to
full
play.
game, yeah, then they'll win
Yeah,
this. But that's why I'm going to
exactly.
take
He's
the
got to
Bears
play
in this one.
jabs. All right. I like it. And Jackson, you said Bucks, right?
Yeah, I'm with the Bucks.
Okay. All right. So the next one, we got Bills Titans. The Bills beat the Raiders, and the Titans did not play this past week against the Steelers because of their 18 different cases of COVID. Gotta love that. The NFL is actually investigating them to see whether or not if they broke the COVID-19 protocol this season. Anyway, though, the Bills had a great they had a great game. I mean, they really tore apart the Raiders, to be honest. Josh Allen's really, really great. Stephon Diggs is a huge asset for them. We've seen him, you know, now for the fourth week in a row have a good game. John Brown, I can't remember. Do you guys know if John Brown played or if he didn't
He
this
didn't
week?
play.
Because I know he was questionable.
I didn't see him
Did
playing,
not
no.
play. Okay.
No.
But yeah, but if they get him back though, I mean, both those wide receivers are studs. Singletary's not a bad running back right now. And then they also have Moss as well that they've been using a little bit. But I don't know. The Titans just like I don't
Well,
think their defense is that great. You know what I mean? Like
the
there's
defense
not
is
that much
okay.
to
The
it.
offense is okay. The offense is actually not okay. It's good. It's a good offense. Problem is, I just think with the problems they are having, like even if it's not some of the players that have caught the disease, you know, it just brings the morale down, you know, and it kind of is a it's a bit hard to play like that because like who knows, a player could be playing with it, right? And he might just not play to that standard because, you know, it affects
Right.
you. That's honestly a big factor I'm gonna take into this game. Besides that, if it was a healthy team, I probably would still pick the Bills just because they're rolling through. But Titans, I mean, really, they could beat the Bills. It's just I don't know who's out. They just said the amount of players. They haven't said who, you know, is not playing or who's not coaching. So
Yeah,
it's a
that's
tough
a good
game to
point.
pick this
Yeah.
one. But if you just look at it face value, I'd probably pick the Bills still, you know.
Yeah, I was just gonna take the safe route and pick the Bills. So.
Yeah, I like the Bills.
Too,
like
I don't know. George, another thing that I really wanted to touch on before we move. Okay. But there's one thing I wanted to mention really quickly, because I know that's pretty much all we can talk about for that game, is I don't know if you guys saw or not, but the NFL is they're changing, they're looking into changing the rules there, where if they find a team guilty of breaking the COVID-19 protocol, that they can, depending on how severe the penalty, or depending on how severe it is, the situation for the team, they can force a team to either lose draft picks or to potentially forfeit their next upcoming game, which is pretty crazy.
I would say draft,
but definitely
worse.
Yeah, I mean, but both of those things are what they're currently talking about. It's just kind of, I guess, honestly, I think it's a good move by the NFL, because everybody wants the NFL to play. Everyone wants the season to happen. I mean, obviously, we want everyone to stay healthy. So,
right, exactly.
I don't know. I just thought it was interesting to mention. So, Jags Texans is the next one. This game sucks. Honestly, it could be the toilet bowl game of the week. There's a couple other bad ones coming up. I'm looking down the list here, but this game is pretty bad. Obviously, the Texans just fired their coach, Bill O'Brien, as well as their general manager, Bill O'Brien as well, same guy. But, I mean, the Texans just look bad. And honestly, I was talking to you, Jackson, about this earlier, and you can chime in on this as well. But honestly, I think the Texans, their biggest problem was trading away DeAndre Hopkins. That offense just looks brutally bad.
I don't know about that. I mean,
David Johnson's bad. Kenny Stills is bad. Brandon Cooks is bad.
Okay,
Sean Watson is not the same player he was before he tore his ACL.
Do you mean this year? Because those are not bad players.
Yeah, they've been bad this year.
Oh, no. Brandon Cooks was like bad to mediocre, and he's just progressively gotten worse. Like, I told Jackson this earlier as well. Brandon Cooks had four targets, a couple down, like big deep balls, and I think one was for a touchdown. He didn't catch a single one.
Well, that's like, what he's used for. On. I mean,
that's like just,
it's
he's so usually
the whole team's just not.
I know, but four targets is like pretty legit.
I mean, that's a good amount.
This Texans team looks really bad, and I think it's going downhill fast.
I mean, I'll get into it, but I'll take the Jags because. I guess the receiving core, like both defenses are not good, but I'll take Minshew in that core over the Texans just because the Texans have not played as a team. They just look horrible. It's not like they don't have the talent. I mean, they have Deshaun Watson. They have, David Johnson. They have Kenny Stills, Randall Cobb, Brandon Cooks, all these huge players, and Darren Fells.
Will Fuller.
Those are huge names. Like those – together should, you know, click and be like maybe 11-5 team. It's just, it hasn't clicked. So, you know, 0-4, I don't, if you lose this, there's something going on. Maybe you need a quarterback change. I don't know. You got to figure it out. I'm taking Jags.
Oh, in the, I don't know if it's a quarterback change.
Yeah, I mean.
If you go 0-5, I mean, something's got to change drastically.
This chemist, I mean, yeah, they just, like we saw, they just fired their head coach and GM, Bill O'Brien, which I never agree with. Why do you have that?
It's one person
do both those jobs. That's so much work. Like, doing one of those jobs successfully is already extremely hard. Doing both of those successfully is, like, even harder. And credit to Bill O'Brien, because over the last couple of years, the Texans have been a good team. Like, we've talked. They're, like, their downfalls, but unsurprising. Like, they were in the AFC Championship game last year. Or had a chance to play in the AFC Championship game last year. Again, this Texans team is not looking good. They have the weapons, but I don't know. I mean, this Jaguars defense really isn't that good.
Yeah, Bill O'Brien just.
I don't know. I think Houston wins this game.
Yeah, Bill O'Brien shot himself in the foot. Okay. Yeah. I mean, I was going to actually take your Jags with Gardner in this game. I love James Robinson. That kid is a stud.
I'm still taking
what a Jags. Find that is for Jacksonville.
I mean, yeah.
Yeah, I got Jags.
Texans
I like
are just
Chark
not
and
playing
I like
well.
Chenault. And I.
I don't know. Yeah, I mean, like, I just like this Texans team. Like, you gotta like they played three out of like the top eight teams. Like, they played at a very hard
a tough
first
schedule.
Three
yes,
games.
But
they should have lost all three of those games. And that Vikings team really isn't bad. Like, that Vikings team, that offense isn't bad at least. Like, that's a good offense. And,
yeah.
Like, the Vikings should have won a couple other games. Like, they just didn't have. And I don't know. I mean, I don't really want to count. the Texans out yet? Because just because of the talent that they have.
I guess. I mean,
0-4, that's such a bad start.
That's really bad, and you're going against that can't beat you. So.
Yeah, I don't. I wouldn't want to count the Texans out if they kept Bill O'Brien. The fact that they're, like, panicking and have fired Bill O'Brien, like, 4 weeks into the season, I am ready to count the Texans out for this season into the playoffs. I think that they're kind of ready to count themselves out now that they, you know, fired their head coach.
I mean,
and kind of
are entering keep in mind their biggest threat is not doing well. So, I mean, yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, it's a weird situation there. But next game, Bengals Ravens. We got a division game. I mean, I guess I don't really see this being anything other than a Ravens win. The Bengals, I mean, obviously they beat the Jags last week, and that offense is good. But as we mentioned every single show, that offensive line is brutal in Cincinnati. And the Ravens are just too talented of a team. This is going to be an easy Ravens win.
Yeah, Joe Burrow threw for over 300 yards again, beating the Jags. So that's good. Even though that offensive line is atrocious, he's still having success. They should be 2-2. You know, should have won that game against the Eagles, but it's okay. So got his first professional win, which is good. You know, absolute football guy. Heard him say, got interviewed. Interviewer was like, got your first game ball. What are you going to do with it? He's like, I'm going to put it right in the bag, right back in the football bag. Or where it belongs or something.
Yeah,
he's like, on to next week. So, you know, got to love that mentality from a rookie, especially. But, yeah,
I'm Ravens, probably going to get the hate for this from at least you two.
You pick the Bengals?
I'm going to pick the Bengals in this game. Reason being, the defense is, you know, I think it can stop at least the passing game, not Lamar Jackson. Okay, not Lamar Jackson, but Joe Burrow, I think he's going to get a second win here. I like the offense. I really – Joe Mixon finally went off, you know. And honestly, Ravens run D, not the best. Okay, passing defense, pretty good. But Joe Burrow has been – he's really been tearing it up. All right, he has. Kind of like a low-key type deal, though, because he's, you know, what?
Yeah.
2-1. So, it's weird to see. I think
it'll be a close game. Like, I don't think it's going to be a blowout. I don't think it's going to be a blowout.
Well, even if they, like, lose, I honestly don't think they'll lose.
I think this Ravens team is just so much more talented than this Bengals team is.
Still, Lamar is not using his receivers at all. So, that's a problem I still have with him. That's why I think.
Right, but it's like
he started looking for Marquise a little bit more this past week.
He still didn't connect, though. I don't know. That's still a problem. And you cannot win a Super Bowl using just honestly Lamar Jackson.
Yeah, you can't win a Super Bowl, but you can beat the Bengals.
Oh yeah, well no, I think the Bengals.
Yeah, that's great. Actually, that's a great point. That's a great point right there.
The fact of the matter is that this Ravens team is.
Marquise Brown had four.
Go ahead, Jack.
No, sorry, I was going to mention that Marquise Brown had four receptions for 86 yards last week. I mean, I guess. Those aren't the greatest of numbers considering they played the Redskins, Washington football team. But I'm going to mess that up all year long. And I mean, that's just the way it's going to be. But I don't know. It's just, I kind of agree with you, but at the same time, I don't. So
I think they can do it.
It's like this Ravens. Yeah, never mind.
Yeah, it's fine. It's fine. If you want to say something, go ahead.
No, it's just like, I mean, like, I get where you're coming from, but it's also, like, this Ravens team, like, their identity is the run, and the Bengals showed last year that they wholeheartedly could not stop Lamar Jackson.
True.
And nothing's really changed about that defense.
I just think the offense will do something against it.
Yeah. It's just a weird feeling. That's why I think it might be a little bit of a shootout, honestly.
Possibly, yeah.
If Joe Burrow can play good.
Yeah, Lamar. I guess then to George's point, then I guess Lamar has to start throwing more. I guess it's going to be a shootout. So
he does. It's just quarterback needs to throw the ball, you know.
Right. Yeah.
Or then we'd have, you know, every running back be quarterback. You know. So moving on here, we have Panthers after what I knew was going to be a victory over the Cardinals. Falcons, who, you know, at least they didn't, you know, choke a win. You know, they lost, but they choke a lead.
Yeah, they just lost. They just got dominated.
Honestly, you got to take that as a win. You got to take that as a little win. So this game, Panthers have been looking insane without CMC. So I'm still picking. Of course, I'm going to pick the Panthers because Falcons are the Falcons. But I really like this Panthers team. Robbie Anderson is not even Robbie Anderson, but Robbie Anderson being who he is a really good target for our man Bridgewater. Bridgewater has he's really been a beast this year so far without CMC.
Yeah, I agree.
He's been going off.
Yeah, I mean, Bridgewater is not a beast right now, but I mean, he's still playing good. You know what I mean? But I now, George, you were saying it like 2 weeks ago, and I wasn't completely on board. I was sort of on board last week. Now I'm completely on board with you. I completely agree. Robbie Anderson is by far the wide receiver one in Carolina. DJ Moore is a bum. I can't stand him. I just traded him on a couple of different fantasy teams. So, yeah, I agree with you there. And what really was a huge blow for the Falcons is, I mean, they lost Julio. Julio went out in the end of the first half and did not come back for the rest of the game, which leads me to believe that he's probably going to be out this next coming week. And then, oh, man, we got to talk about Calvin Ridley. I don't know if you guys saw this, but – he was targeted, I don't remember how many times, but a substantial amount of times.
He didn't even
considering
catch
Julio
one.
Being out. He didn't catch anything.
Yeah.
Not a single reception for a single yard and rush for anything, and he dropped a touchdown pass.
Yeah.
I mean, I get that he can't be, you know, insane these like he has been these past few weeks, but I mean, come on. You can't just go from being literally one of the greatest wide receivers, at least from a fantasy aspect, and then completely dropping off the face of the earth. That was just a really
bad
look.
Yeah, I mean, it's his first one of his first bad games in the NFL, which is surprising seeing as his second year.
This year, not NFL, but go ahead.
I mean, yeah. But yeah, I mean, this Falcons team is just really got to stay healthy. You know, Gurley didn't look bad. You know, you kind of forget that he's back there.
Yeah, for a name like that, he still is kind of, I mean, two touchdowns is great, but for a name like that, he's not doing an impact like these other running backs in the league right now.
But they just got to stay healthy. That offense got to go healthy. Because without that offense, you're not going to win games because that defense isn't going to hold
anybody out. I think Matt Ryan needs a little bit of a breather. By that, I mean he needs to be benched again.
Who even is their backup, do you know?
Is it like Matt Schaub? Matt Schaub!
He's not bad. He is not bad.
Yeah, like 500 passing yards last year in a game.
Yeah,
didn't he?
He's not that bad, to be honest.
That job's a goat.
I honestly
right, think, right like after Trace McSorley.
Oh my god. We're not starting that conversation. We are not Trace starting McSorley. The Trace McSorley.
So we all have Panthers in this
Trace
game?
Trace McSorley.
Yes. No, okay. That's enough.
He's still back up though.
Okay. So after that game we have Raiders and Chiefs. You know, divisional matchup, but like Raiders looked hot to start off this season. They just haven't looked like that.
I never really liked this Raiders.
They have played two hard teams, a Patriots team with Cam Newton and obviously the Bills. So Chiefs again, another hard team. If they perform well enough, they might look like they could get a wild card. You know, that's just looking further ahead. But for this game, that's got to be the Chiefs. But to the point, the Chiefs really have not been good in the first half. They have not been doing anything in the first
half.
That
offense.
Well, just for these past 2 weeks. Just for these
defense has been very good.
The defense has been good, but it's just a problem, man. Like that offense cannot click in the second half only. You know, they have to kind of pick that up. Besides the point, Chiefs have taken this game pretty handily, maybe. You know,
but low-key, though, like –
no.
Can they just click in the second half? Like, you know what I mean?
No.
Kind of. No, if their defense is going to be that good, like their defense has been the exact same defense that they started being.
No, if you look at two games, other than like the 6-3 at halftime, that was the Chiefs Patriots.
Right.
Two other games from this week where teams went off in the second half only. They one of them won, which being the Buccaneers, but they barely won. Also. One being the Cowboys, and they barely lost. So it's kind of a 50-50 gamble. You know, it's kind of risky. So
yeah, I mean, obviously
they're not trying to do that, only click in the second half. They need to get their stuff together. but see, I almost said it.
That's close.
Chiefs are. We all have Chiefs, anyways, right?
Yeah, I got the Chiefs. I don't really think Jack is
trying to make a case here for the Raiders, right?
The only thing that I wanted to mention was, like, they need to start using Hilaire at the goal line, like, a lot more.
Yeah, he's been quiet. He's been quiet recently.
I mean, he's been quiet, but at the same time, he's not been. You know what I mean?
I don't like him as a receiving back.
No, I don't either. He needs to be, like, a bull rush. Like a Nick Chubb. Yeah. Yeah, he needs to be a Nick Chubb. I agree.
R.I.P.
They need to use him up.
all right. Nick Chubb. Okay, you ready for this one? Cardinals versus Jets. Now, listen, Kyler, finally, you people, you guys are finally listening to me. Kyler has not done good these past 2 weeks. I told you guys he's going to fall off because that's what Kyler does.
This will be a bounce back game. I mean, you're playing the Jets.
Listen.
I swear, if you pick the Jets.
No.
Stop.
If you pick the Jets, I'm leaving.
Stop it.
If you pick the Jets, I'm leaving the Zoom.
Stop.
Frank Gore is going to have 100 rushing yards.
Stop, I'll bet you $20 he doesn't have.
We can't. I am not gambling on the show.
I'll bet you my house. I'll bet you my house.
Okay, I'll take
that. I'll bet you my house.
No,
I'll take that back.
No. Listen. If Kyler performs how he has been performing these past 2 weeks, this is an easy Jets victory. Okay. Honestly, Sam Darnold. He's heating up. Yes.
Stop it. Look at
he's not.
Look at his stats. Look up his stats right now.
Listen, I probably know his stats off the top of my head. I probably know his stats off the top of my head, and they're not the best. Off the top of my head, let's see. 4 weeks, he's probably 103 for like 195. He has probably 3 touchdowns. He has 5 interceptions, 146-yard rushing touchdown. And he had 86 rushing yards in that game, so he's probably at like 154 rushing yards.
Five interceptions.
Three touchdowns.
Granted, I said three touchdowns. How many interceptions?
Four.
My God.
792 passing yards.
Okay, see, I'm the stat man, right?
Yeah, but 3 touchdowns in 4 weeks.
Yes, but like that's not the point. Listen, Cardinals defense has not also looked good either.
What do you mean that's not the point? What do you mean?
Well, I'm just saying he didn't look bad against the Broncos. He was not playing as bad as he has been, so it's looking like he's kind of getting some confidence back. Keep in mind, his team's all hurt. Don't
give me a break, dude.
I mean, this just seems like the worst team of football.
Dude, his 2 starting wide receivers besides Crowder who came back are practice squad guys. I mean, you got to give him the benefit of the doubt where he does not have the best targets.
Right. And
listen, as much as I do love Frank Gore, I still think he can get 100 yards rushing in this game. Le'Veon is a little bit better at the moment. Okay. So.
Obviously.
Yeah, Le'Veon's coming back this week.
Is he? Is he actually?
Yes, he is.
I'll pick the Jets even more confidently. I think the Jets could take this game. I'm being honest.
Yeah.
I know you guys are going to pick the Cardinals.
Here's the reason. Dude, I'm picking Cardinals, and the only reason the Cardinals lost this past week was because D-Hop was injured going into the game, and then so was Kenyon Drake. Kenyon Drake was like minor bumps and bruises.
Okay, you still have a healthy defense, and you still have Larry Fitzgerald.
And those are their 2 most explosive weapons.
Kyler's just going to use the team he had last year.
Right.
So it's not that big of a difference.
I don't know, man.
He's a huge star, yes. I mean, you still have Larry Fitzgerald, though, who, you know, statistically is leagues ahead of D-Hop. So, you know, that's not really an excuse.
He's been in the league for like 15 more years, boy. Yes. What you mean?
Yeah,
your logic's so
point.
Trash.
What are you talking about? Larry Fitzgerald is better than D-Hop.
Well, yes,
you cannot argue that point.
I would rather have D-Hop on my field than Larry
Fitzgerald. If you argue this year, then yeah, it's D-Hop. But you cannot argue that D-Hop is a better player than Larry Fitzgerald. That's impossible.
Overall?
It's trying to make 2 plus 2 5. It's impossible.
Dude,
I know, but we're talking about right now, though.
Then D-Hop, he's injured. Okay, but I'm picking the Jets.
My point was that the only reason the Cardinals lost last week was because he was injured going into that game. And so is Kenyon Drake. They're not going to be injured going into this Jets game. They're going to roll the Jets.
Kyler still threw picks against the Panthers defense. What's your excuse there?
Joe Flacco should be starting.
All right, Eagles versus Steelers. New York. I know Steelers.
Yo, this Eagles team has some goons. Not gonna lie, Carson Wentz, best quarterback in the NFC East. Just kidding.
He is the best quarterback in the NFC East. They're leading the division. Stop talking. He's leading the division. It means he's the best.
Yeah, they actually are leading the division.
That's not what that means, but yeah.
Sure. I mean, technically, that's what it means.
No.
If you're the best team in the division, then you have to have the best something.
They don't. It's just, yeah.
Steelers are going to roll them. I mean, what do we got to talk about? Steelers are literally going to roll the Eagles. Because they don't have an injured quarterback.
Yes, sir, baby. Deontay Johnson's back this week, too. He's no more
besides the point. If he, wasn't
Deontay Johnson, Juju Smith-Schuster, Chase Claypool. Oh, my God. That team's nuts. That team's dirty.
I think James
Conner. I'm more – you know what I'm more focused on right now, George?
What?
You know what I'm more focused on?
Say his name.
I'm more focused on the next game. What? You know what the next game is?
Yeah, Rams are –
the Browns, baby.
What?
No.
I'm talking about the next Steelers game.
Oh. Because on our sheet, you just skipped one, two, three, four games. So I was
like, coming for their head. We're coming for their head.
What about the birds? What about the birds? You got to talk about the birds here. Do the Eagles have a chance?
I'm not talking about the birds. The birds are trash.
Someone's got to play devil's advocate. Someone has to.
All right, so Carson Wentz.
Dude, they don't have a chance at all to win that game.
Best quarterback too in the NFL.
No.
But yeah, I mean,
Shut up, dude. Jalen Hurts literally fumbled again.
It's 49ers team. Like, I don't even know what happened to them. It's whatever. I don't even want to talk about them right now. I just feel bad for them.
On the Eagles and Steelers game.
I know, but like the Eagles won last week, so like we're supposed to talk about that, aren't we?
I mean, we'll talk.
The Steelers
about
didn't play a game last week, so
the reason they won wasn't because of themselves, it was because of the other team that they played. So. That's why
feel bad about
using your broadcasting skills, Jackson. You should know that you should talk about how they lost when you get to the other team, because you're a master at podcasting.
No, but yeah, Steelers win.
Steelers win. Yeah, so it's like
Steelers gonna be undefeated going into their hardest game of the year against the Browns.
4-0 Oh my God! You're not our.
They have to play the Cowboys.
You're not our hardest game of the year. We're gonna roll you twice.
Hardest game of the year so far.
Let's move on.
I wish I was a Seahawks fan.
Okay. Sure.
Rams versus Washington football team again. Another game where
Jared Goff's a top 10 quarterback.
Rams next game. There we go.
He's doing pretty good. I guess I'll make a little bit of a quick case for Washington football
team. Georgia's gonna pick Washington.
No, I'm picking the Rams, but someone's got to. What if there's a Washington football team fan?
How long's Cam? I have to make him feel good. Like 4 weeks.
Well, it doesn't matter. I mean, Chase Young, I think he's still out, which is a big issue. I think J.D. McKissick has been playing well. Dwayne Haskins obviously has been throwing a lot of picks, but besides that, he actually, you know, he's not throwing like no touchdowns. So it's not like he's going like zero touchdowns, three interceptions. He actually is throwing six. So
like the Jameis Winston last year.
Yeah, I mean, there's a little bit of bright side for them. I mean, they just need to get a bit more, guess on the line, literally everywhere. It's just not their year this year. By the point, I mean, they need to grow. It's not like they're the Texans where it's just not their year. It's just not their year. You know what I mean? It's like a different definition here. But Rams,
somehow I actually understood what you meant there.
Yeah. Rams across the board.
I mean, like, realistically, like Washington only has two offensive weapons.
Yeah, so
Terry
McLaurin
and Antonio Gibson, their running back. They need to sign more veterans.
The one wide receiver.
No, that's a good point. Or Steven, what's the other guy? Sims. He's not bad. But I mean, like, again, not bad compared to other wide receivers in the league.
Right.
Like, they're pretty crap. They're pretty trash. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
So. Anyway,
yeah, I like the Rams.
Dolphins, Niners. Dolphins, Niners.
I'm gonna pick the Dolphins.
George,
here.
I'm not gonna lie to you. Yeah, I got Dolphins. Dolphins
almost beat the Seahawks last week. Is Raheem
Mostert
back
this week?
Okay, George. Also, George Kittle is a top 5 player in the NFL. All I
don't know
to
why
say.
You think that. It's like a all fact say. That everybody knows that.
Like, top five player in the NFL.
Top three, maybe. He's insane.
Wow. Top three?
Yes, he's insane. No, so he caught good. Every wait, single
pass. Hold on. Just quick little side note.
By Nick Mullins.
You think that George Kittle would be ranked over, I guess, one of these three guys? Christian McCaffrey, yes. Michael Thomas,
yes.
Or, I guess, Patrick Mahomes?
Yes.
I'd say over Michael
you
Thomas.
Can't,
for
you cannot
sure.
compare Patrick Mahomes.
Just for this season, though? Like, I mean, I guess in this terms of this season, sure, because he's been hurt. Okay. So instead of Michael Thomas, what about, like.
Okay, listen, Jack. He's got a knee injury, right? He still threw yeah. five people off him on one play. He also leaped in the air true. Like 2 feet to catch a touchdown and landed yeah, fine. Is. So yeah. I was surprised he was doing all that. Anyways, two
he's
things.
Just a freak.
Niners win. I'll go this first. Niners lose if Nick Mullins is in. Niners win if C.J. Beathard is in. I literally said after the touchdown pass and Nick Mullins missed on the first drive, number 44, Kyle Juszczyk, fullback on the left side of the field. He had an open lane with Brandon Ayuk blocking on the left side against Darius Slay. Would have been a touchdown for 87 yards, which was unfortunate. It didn't happen.
Obviously.
I said bench Nick Mullins. No one listened to me. Of course not.
Of course, because they can't hear you.
No, I told him. I was watching the game with my dad. I'm like, Dad, trust me. If Nick Mullins went out right now, we'd win the game. He's like, come on. It's a one drive. And I'm like, no. It's already chalked. The whole game is over. We lose. I was not surprised. I was honestly not surprised. Nick Mullins is not good. The only thing he does better than Jimmy G is kind of throw to receivers, but he didn't even do that well enough. I mean, if you have George Kittle coming back, it's a different story.
Dude, shout out to that Brandon Ayuk play. Holy crap.
Yeah, that hurdle was nasty.
That's going to be like –
he's a very similar player.
It's going to be top five plays in the NFL this season. Easy.
100%. Oh, I love scrolling through my Instagram feed and seeing the CBS NFL power rankings and the Browns being number 10. Oh, that's such a beautiful thing.
Yeah, show it to the camera God. So the people can see.
Such a
because, you know, it's just audio.
Oh,
look at that.
So what, you guys have Dolphins?
Steelers at number
you?
32. Yeah, I got
wait,
the Dolphins.
What, 32? We're at 32?
Do you have the Dolphins?
Three.
Oh, let's go. Get
no,
off,
the CBS dude. Sports sucks, though. But yeah, I have the Dolphins. But CBS Sports. Like,
Jack, what about you? Dolphins?
Oh, yeah, I got Fins.
Okay. By the way, I think Mozart is back.
Oh, no. I got the Fins.
Should be back.
If Mozart's back, I even with Nick Mullins
Mozart,
in.
I think Mozart has a good game for sure.
Oh, yeah.
But
next, Giants, Cowboys, another blowout. Cowboys win.
Dak Prescott's going to have 700 yards passing this week.
That's their
yeah,
one of the best quarterbacks in the league, baby.
Honestly, I'm glad the NFL's making this easy for us this season. So, I mean, Cowboys, this,
week,
is, this is a roll. This is a roll. Literally nothing. Yep. No devil's advocate because Giants will have no chance. Patriots. Patriots, Broncos, another easy Patriots win.
Is Cam going to be back?
Probably.
Yeah,
I would say yes.
Really? Do you think he's going to be out for only a week?
No, yeah, if you think like about it. If you, no. They get tested after every game, so that was technically.
They get tested every day, dude.
Well, yes, but after every game is when he got diagnosed, right. So that would be 2.5 weeks ago. So,
oh.
I didn't think of it
yeah,
that way.
But the news came out like Saturday, so it's kind of it's confusing. So anybody who has
it
is clear.
Okay.
That makes sense.
Okay, then yes. Then yes. If Cam is playing, I get an easy Patriots win.
Yes, another easy Patriots win.
Patriots defense is very good, even though they lost last night.
Love it. Broncos, though.
Brian Hoyer sucked. Sorry. Love you. Ignatius grad.
Hey, come on. That's like saying a curse word. That's like saying a curse word on this show, man.
This is an Ignatius podcast.
I'm sorry.
An Ignatius podcast. Let me just use
Brian Hoyer. You had your chance last night, Brian Hoyer. I would like to take the time to, whoever are on the show, never listen to this episode. Episode never.
Hey, never I love 7-4 Browns, man. With Brian Hoyer. I love that Browns team. That Brian Hoyer. That's my Brian Hoyer.
That's my Brian Hoyer. I would vote for that Brian Hoyer.
That's my Brian Hoyer. Last night's Brian Hoyer was not my Brian Hoyer.
I just can't believe you just said it.
All right, moving on to the Colts versus the Browns. Personally, my game of the week. Two very good teams in the AFC. I have the Browns here. This would be a very, very close game. I like this Colts defense a lot. And I think it's going to come down to be between a money drive between Baker and Phillip Rivers. I like Baker over Phillip Rivers. I really don't like Phillip Rivers. I think I'm Browns. Browns run D isn't that bad.
Okay, as much as
I think they're gonna stop Jonathan Taylor.
They'll stop JT, but I think the Browns are definitely gonna win this game. Probably as handily as against the Cowboys. Maybe a bit less. That was kind of like a little bit of a fluke, I guess you could say, just by how many points they did score.
Nope.
What? They won't get 49 points again.
I like that defense.
I like the defense too, but
yeah,
I don't know.
All right.
Moving on.
I think the Browns are just
Vikings right Seahawks.
Oh, this is a Seahawks. Yeah,
I mean, they're not bad.
If the Vikings Seahawks played the Giants, I'm still picking the Giants. I'm not picking a Kirk Cousins backed Vikings team.
Dude, Dalvin Cook's a dog, though. Dalvin Cook's a dog. Seahawks are going to win this game.
Cool dog.
Not enough.
Yeah, it's not enough.
The Seahawks defense is kind of trash, though. Like, we got to mention
that. Okay, even though Russell Wilson didn't have a game,
low-key Fitzpatrick tore up that defense.
He low-key did.
Honestly, he did, dude. Low-key. That Seahawks defense is trash.
I'm taking the Seahawks.
Yeah, I like the
Seahawks. All the Seahawks can do, and this is why I don't think they're a Super Bowl team. The Seahawks are not a Super Bowl winning team because their defense is awful. Anyway, I'm picking Seahawks still just because the Vikings don't have enough. Chargers, Saints.
Michael Thomas going to be back?
I mean, if he is, then I'm picking Saints. If he's not, I'm picking Chargers. So
I like Justin Herbert, dude. You look good.
I really do.
That's all I have to say about this game is that if Michael Thomas is playing, then I got Saints. If he's not, then I got Chargers.
That's a good point. I think overall I'm still going to pick the Saints. Alvin Kamara. Emmanuel Sanders finally did something.
Yeah, Drew Brees looked good.
I'm still going to pick the Saints in this one.
Yeah, Drew Brees. Yeah, expect
the Chargers to throw a lot more this game too, with Eckler being out. Yeah, like throw more than they normally do. Too.
I mean, still you have Keenan Allen and the most underrated wide receiver in the NFL, Mike Williams. So
he's hurt, but we'll see if he plays.
Yeah, but if he's in, okay.
All right, and we'll wrap it up. We'll see you guys next week for Week 6.